was a children's summer camp in Oroville. The kids were having their lunch and the cook was busy cooking fast for the kids. Guru was one of the kids in the camp. He was always interested in cooking. He noticed that the cook needed help, so he wanted to help the cook and went,
"Can I help you with the cooking, cook?"
The cook thought that the kid was playing with him.
"Hey kid, this is not the time for you to create a chaos here, and I'm not playing with you. Go and join the others before I catch you."
"I am not playing with you. I can help you?"
"Get out of here now."
Guru felt humiliated and insulted for a minute and wanted to shout back at the cook that he was only trying to help. But he thought once again about the true Orwellian spirit before talking back to the cook.
"I'm really sorry, cook. I just wanted to help you. Do your work. I did not know you would be angry if somebody offered you help. I will leave this place now."
Guru started to leave that place and cook felt bad for being harsh to the kid and called him back.
"I am sorry, kid. I was having a hard time cooking."
"It's okay. I too was angry when you shouted at me. But being an Orwellian, I practice the spirit of Orville, so I do not shout at anybody."
"What is the spirit of Orville?"
"The spirit comes alive when we forget being harsh and show love to everybody, whoever they may be. And that's why we are in Orville. That's why Orwellians are cool. They have a separate way of talking to people, as they know how to make harmony with humanity and nature."
"Kids nowadays talk big words."
"Yeah, we kids never forget the spirit of Orville. Adults sometimes do, and the kids have to remind them."
"So for yet another time, we adults learned from you kids."
"Maybe. That's why the adults of my family named me Guru, the teacher." Ha ha.
So the cook finally let Guru do him some help.
The end.